Lots of us are putting smart speakers in our homes. By NPR's own analysis, 1 in 6 Americans can now, just using our voices, call up the weather or a favorite song or turn on NPR. But why stop with speakers? A reporting team at Gizmodo decided to conduct an experiment and take the smart home concept to the extreme. Well, to explain quite how extreme, we've invited the team to come join us. Kashmir Hill joins us from San Francisco. Hi there.
Hi.
And Surya Matu from New York. Hi to you, too.
Hi.
Kashmir, your home served as the site for this experiment. Walk us through what you did.
Yeah, so my husband, my 1-year-old daughter, and I were the guinea pigs for this experiment. And where I smartened up our house, I got a ton of devices that are internet connected. We already had a smart TV. We had the Amazon Echo smart speaker,
okay.
But I also got an internet-connected toothbrush, a sex toy, a photo frame, a coffee maker, connected our bed to the internet.
Your toothbrush was the one that got me. You connected and reminding you when to brush and relaying that to the world. Why did this seem like an appealing idea?
I wouldn't say it was appealing exactly, but we definitely thought it would help people anticipate the future. And so we wanted to see the state of the technology right now. And then what we were really interested in was whether my smart home would betray me.
Ooh, okay. We're going to circle back to that. But Surya Matu, let me let you jump in here. Because to be clear, you do not live in this smart home.
I do not.
You live on the other side of the country. What was your role in all this?
I was sort of the watchdog. So when Cash kind of came up with this idea originally, I was really curious to understand how often these devices are talking to their companies and how often those companies are asking for information from these devices. And so I just made a setup for us that allowed us to monitor that.
Basically, you built a router so that you could see everything that was being communicated.
That's
back
right.
And forth. And worth noting, I think we all kind of know this in the back of our heads, but these devices are all communicating even if we're not using them, even if we're not home.
All the time.
So what were you able to see?
I was able to see a bunch of different things. I think the most surprising for me was just by kind of like correlating signals across different devices. I'm like, they've probably just woken up. Or, they were watching TV last night. Or, Cash has maybe not brushed your teeth yet.
Kashmir, you said you set out to determine whether these devices would betray you. What do you mean?
Well, I just wanted to find out how much information they would be sending out and where they would be sending it to. I was surprised by how often a lot of the devices that were sitting there unused were actually talking to their home servers. So the Amazon Echo was pinging Amazon every 3 minutes, whether we were using it or not, whether it was muted or not. My smart TV was quite talkative about what we were doing. Sorry, it was like, it looks like you've been watching, you watch TV all day on Christmas, which I was very embarrassed about, but my husband's family wanted to watch basketball all day.
Well, let me ask you both what your takeaway is from this. Sorry, you start.
I think my main takeaway is our devices generate a lot of data about us, and while most of it isn't necessarily true, it still is like something people sell.
And Kashmir, how about you? I mean, the whole fantasy of a smart home is that it's going to make our lives way easier and less stressful. Was that your experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think my takeaway was that smart homes are not very convenient right now. They're very frustrating and annoying to live in. And so it's not worth the privacy trade-off.
Yet. Maybe watch this space.
Yet.
Is it all as the technology improves and you can run this again in a year?
Yeah, I think it will improve. And so a bigger takeaway I had from this is that I think that we all need what Surya bought for me, this router or some kind of interface that you can see what your products are doing and see what they're saying so that you're at least aware of the fact that you don't solely own these devices. You're really sharing custody with the company that made it. And we should be able to see what they're saying to those companies.
Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Kashmir Hill and Surya Matu are reporters at Gizmodo. Their story is The House That Spied on Me.